Welcome again, everyone, to this beautiful May 12th day. Well, it's certainly beautiful here, and I know in one way or another, it's beautiful everywhere. In the northern hemisphere of our planet, this is the time that the Earth has fully awakened. The blooms have been set into fruit, and we know that we have an abundant new year of production, creation, and bringing forth the essence of life from the depths of our foundation. And on this happy Mother's Day, the day we celebrate our origins, I think it's very appropriate that it be placed in the spring, because the foundation of our life begins in complete union with the one we call Mom. We are born into a very special kingdom inside the body of our mother, in which all is given to us, in which we are protected from the environment and even from ourselves, from the challenges of life, so that all we have to do is grow like a little seed and be ready for our moment of birth. And I think sometimes we have focused maybe a little too much on the moment of birth and not realized how much we were alive in the womb, how much that experience with Mom in the womb was a template for peace, a template for faith, a template for provision for the rest of our life. Just think about this. Where else in the whole course of your life have you been given every meal without even asking for it? Have you been cleaned without asking for it or even feeling a need for it? Have you been held in protection without having to protect yourself? This really is the Garden of Eden. This is the place where all was provided, and it is the place in which we cultivate our true understanding of faith. Because faith is not about, it's not the same thing as belief. And we have a huge confusion between belief and faith. We could say, like the little train that said, I could, I could, I could. That's belief, my friends. And we could say we've got a goal, and I believe I can do it, I believe I can do it. And we solicit the agreements of others so that they too believe we can do it. And they invest in our belief with their mental, emotional, and sometimes even financial support, because they believe they can do it. But the most perfect parable of faith was given by Yeshua when he talked about the lilies of the field. And that, too, is, you know, a very appropriate spring subject. He said, they toil not. They fear not. They're rooted in the earth. And they're given everything they need. They're given the sunlight, the water, the rain, the care of the heavenly creator. And their garment is more radiant than all the robes of Solomon. That, my friends, is faith. And we learn that faith in the prenatal state. That is where we learn it. And it's before, yes, it's before we have an ego. The ego is born with the first breath. Before the first breath, there is no ego. There is no center. There is no need to compete or identify. There is no need to set forth survival goals around which you wrap life and your identity. You simply are in a state of suspended faith, in which you grow from all of the DNA imprints that were given to you like an acorn. And you become all that you are in a state of faith without judgment of anyone, without judgment of yourself, without self-deprecation, unless the womb is invaded, unless traumas occur during your pregnancy. But during this time, that incredibly special person that holds this state of faith for you is Mom. And I would say of all the people we will ever know in our life, despite all the ups and downs and dramas that we might have with Mom, disagreements, falling out, falling in, moving away, living next door, all the things that can happen in the course of a life. The one thing Mom doesn't lose is faith. That's her golden cord. And I think this is where we connect most perfectly for Christ's blessing today with the day in which we celebrate Mom, is to celebrate all of the events of our life that have brought us into a state of faith. Faith with God, faith with ourselves, faith with life, faith with others. The appreciation of this golden cord of faith from which we were created and given forth into a world where our faith would be challenged. And oftentimes we forget the power of that faith and the power of faith to bring us abundance, joy, peace, and protection. It's something we need to learn today and take an opportunity to relearn as we're here in this day. Some of you are being celebrated because you're Mom. Some of you are in a place where you're celebrating your Mom. But the fact is, it's one of the things we all have. We all have in common. We all have a Mom. And generations of mothers. And this is one of the things I see as being so powerful and so wonderful about how Yeshua taught me to connect with the earth through my feet. Because the earth didn't give us rules and protocols. The earth didn't give us doctrines and dogmas. Actually, she didn't give us anything but life. And the life around us to support us. Just like our Mom gave us life. The earth unconditionally gives her the apples on the tree to the saint and the sinner, to the believer and the non-believer, to the rich and the poor, to the crippled and the athletic, to those who believe and those who don't believe. Our earth, the Mom, gives her bounties to all of us. She gives her bounties to the fish and the birds and the trees and the plants. Our Mom, the earth, if we trace back to when the first viable form of life appeared, our Mom accepted it. Just like a little zygote imprinting in the placenta, our Mom accepted the beginning of that life. And she nurtured that life until from a microbial level, all the diversity of life emerged. And then it diversified more. And Mom loved it all the same. And it grew into the plants and all the animals that feed upon one another and yet support and love one another. And Mom supports us unconditionally. So let's take a moment to thank our Mother Earth today and allow her to give into our blessing, knowing that like the mother who provided a womb for us, our Mother Earth provided a womb for all of life. Now we're going to talk about Dad on a later day and why we associate the kingdom of heaven and we say, Father who art in heaven, why we use that metaphor. Actually, in the realm, in the kingdom of God, there really is no gender, or perhaps I should say both genders. No gender and both, because the kingdom of God is not divided. But when we speak of experience, the experience of our life, the feelings of our heart, the caring for our life, at how we nurture it, how we grow, how we receive blessings. These genders, these gender references are valuable as long as we don't allow them to become too defining and too limiting. Because let's face it, there's an element of the mother in all dads and there's an element of the dad in all mothers. But today, we're looking at those aspects of mom that are sacred, unique, and irreplaceable, that give us this experience of being nurtured in faith for the whole of our life. Even though some of the animal species remain loyal to their family for the duration of a life, I'm thinking specifically of the dolphins, they are that way, and the elephants, and a few other of the higher species. Many of the primate families are very family bonded for life. I had an experience of a little orphaned javelina left on our doorstep by the mom a number of years ago. Eventually, I got her to Phoenix, to the habitat. But I found out in the process, I had to learn a lot about little javelina. She was newborn. Her little umbilical cord was still bloody. I mean, she was just dropped and left. Possibly the herd was in a panic of some sort, and mom forgot where she left baby. But anyway, that doesn't happen very often in the animal kingdom. But I did find that they are bonded for life, as a herd, as a family. So this is true in many, many animal species. Well, I would say a few animal species. The emperor penguins are really remarkable, the way they return to mate year after year, and they recognize their mom. But there's something unique about our human family, and that is how many years of life after the physical womb we're still in a social, emotional, educational womb that is very, very time-consuming and challenging often for mom to provide, as much as 20 years. And this is in cases of healthy children who really do want to break away and go into the world and make their own way. They're still quite connected to mom for a couple of decades. That's a tremendous dedication and commitment, an extremely extended experience of faith that she transmits to us, her faith in us, her faith in what we can do. So, mom everywhere, my mom, my grandmother, who I also dearly loved, and I've never talked about her, but it's just because her generation is so far away, I don't find very many examples to bring her into, but I could write a book on the love and inspiration I got from my grandmother. I wish I'd known my great-grandmother. I wasn't that lucky. But for generations and generations, I once had my DNA traced. I wanted to find out about the history of all of this that I carry in my body. And since it wasn't done in coordination with my dad, my dad and my brother were already deceased. So I had no males in my birth family to coordinate with. It was mostly the mitochondria. So it was mostly female going back. But it was amazing to experience the lineage and how far back it could be tracked in my DNA. Now, something that was particularly startling for me, given the amazing event that destiny brought to me in my life of my visitation with Yeshua and the work that I have done in this DNA tracking, that with it shows not only the lineage that was there, but the concentration of locality on the planet where your DNA is most perfectly matched today, where, in other words, your particular DNA could be seen in the highest density of the human race. And there were two areas of the highest density for me, and one was in the area of the Vatican, and the other was in Jerusalem. And that knocked me off my knees to see that, to see how far, how long ago, how far away, through how many mothers I carry the strain of my DNA in a pattern of destiny unfolding. And so I also want to celebrate Mother God, the forces of creation that see us as who we are and bring us fully and perfectly into our destiny. And in these attributes and celebrations, we give our deepest gratitude for all that we are. We see how much our mothers are part of Mother God, how much they are part of Mother Earth as the womb, how much our little girls will carry this forward, how far back in history we are connected, and how we trace back originally to one mother. Let us not forget her in all the DNA tracings that have now been done on our planet. We find we all have come from one mother. So thank you, Mom. Thank you for bearing in faith the truth and the power of God, and allowing each one of us to become as diversified as all the forms of life on this beautiful earth. And with that, I would like to open our board to have conversations and comments and celebrations for this day. And we have one person already on the board, and she is from area code 64. Hi, you're on.
Thank you. Can you hear me well?
Oh, I sure can.
My friend Sally had hip surgery, and at those times she requested and received all your wonderful blessings.
Oh, good.
This Wednesday, she is going in for her first shoulder surgery. That's May 15th.
Okay.
Now, both of us request blessings, especially because this is not a standard surgery. It's referred to as reverse surgery. Uh-huh. And I know all the details, but it is not going to be easy, short, or pleasant. Uh-huh. So please send her your love, because I respect her for all her trust, for her cheerfulness, and her example of pursuing to take care of herself so she can be of service and available as a friend to me. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, her name is Sally?
Sally Moberg, yes.
Sally Moberg. I've got that written down.
Thank you.
What time of the day is her surgery?
I don't know exactly, but they usually prep people starting early in the morning.
That's correct.
So sometime on Wednesday morning, early afternoon, and I understand she will be coming home the next day, which in my mind is a little soon, so she really, really needs a lot of love and attention. She does live alone, so thank you again.
Thank you for letting us be of assistance. And question givers, write her name down and let's give her a call. Who else would like to speak up on this beautiful Mother's Day? Okay, we have a caller from area code 732. Welcome.
Glenda, this is Mireille.
Oh, Mireille, hi.
Hi. Glenda, I'm moving to Florida. At the end of the month, I'm moving. Tomorrow, I'm going to Florida, as a matter of fact. And I had some problem. I lost my home, and now I'm moving another state. It's a lot of pressure on me. I'm called to ask for blessing, for new beginning, because I've been through a lot, So I'm just ask for blessing today.
We do. We give you our blessing, and God will bless you in this this event today. And I just like to encourage you to take this as an opportunity for the exercise of faith, and
okay.
Know that you have it within you to call forth a very mighty power of faith.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else would like to ask for a blessing or make a comment or celebration for this day? It's star 6 and then press 1. And that's how you get on the call. And we have a caller from area code 403. You are on.
Hello, Glenda.
Hi.
Yes, I'm not asking for blessing or anything, and it may seem an odd conversation, but I'm sure it's tied into Mother's Day somehow. I was doing an energy treatment for my husband, and Yeshua and Mother Mary are not uncommon at times to come in energetically, and I had to go to the restroom in the middle, and when I came back, I was so hit by, I went, oh my gosh, Mother Mary's here. And as I'm just continuing the treatment, I looked across at the wall, and it was made very clear to me that I was to have a representation photograph of Mother Mary on the wall, like I have Yeshua. And that kind of propelled a question I thought I might have asked another time of you. I just read this book called Heaven is for Real, and somebody had recommended it, and I'm not of a religious denomination or anything, and the father of this child who had gone to heaven and come back was a pastor, so it made sense to me. It was very biblical, etc. And I guess the question is, I've read Love Without End twice, but I, forgive me if I've forgotten if it's in the book. I have a strong affinity to your posters, a real communication that goes on, and I know that there are many, many representations of Jesus in painting. And in this book, there was a painting of Jesus, and it's actually a painting by a child who was non-denominational, and she too crossed over to heaven and came back, and both the children agreed this is what Jesus looked like. And it was very, very different to the posters I have. And please, Glenda, this has nothing to do with right or wrong or whatever. My question is, did Jesus ever speak to you why he desires different pictorial representations of him?
No, we didn't discuss that, but actually, biblical scholars who study the original text are quite convinced that he was virtually a shapeshifter even when he lived on this earth. He would look one way one day, another way another day. He would show up for people that knew him perfectly, and they didn't recognize him. He was, even when he lived on the earth, apparently he looked quite different to different people.
Oh,
and I think this is one of the indications of his godly nature, that he does not limit himself to a particular identity.
Okay, that makes, because the only reason I brought it up was because the message was so strong to have a picture. So I spent a long time on the computer going, well, you know, that's not resonating, and I'm going, why am I being told to put a picture on the wall? I have absolutely no idea. So that makes
sense. So that's one that means something to you. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
And well, and that's as far as you need to worry about it.
Yeah, you're quite right.
Because he really lives in the kingdom of spirit, and that's why I painted the painting of First Light, because I wanted to represent him as I first saw him, as a great light of the soul that came to me. So that's a fascinating discussion that you brought up, but I don't think we've got time to follow it.
And I was looking for a discussion. I really feel the key thing was he is limitless.
That's correct.
That's all I needed to hear. And it really was a left-brain question, because in my heart, it doesn't matter. It was more kind of like, wow, I wonder if that was discussed between Glenda and Jesus. So, no, that was
not
beautiful.
Not specifically, but it has been a recurring thought for me as well. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Glenda. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy to you, too. And we have a caller from area code 860. You are on.
Hi, Glenda. My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Thank you so much. I've been listening to these blessings on and off for the last several months after taking your online course with the, oh, my gosh, now I can't remember the name of it. Not the trance. The one with the attraction. Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's the power of attraction.
Yes. Anyways.
Attraction fields.
Yes, that one. But I wanted to also comment, I recently ordered the Christ blessings for myself and a friend, and I did order the endearing one for my mother, the essential oils, which are just out of this world. I love them. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And in the joining that I had with my family today, an issue came up for my brother. He's having some issues at work that kind of are a result of his ego state of mind, which he doesn't know, of course, which involves some anger management situations. And after hearing what was going on, of course, I'm trying to be in a place of sending him love and light around the whole situation. And my mother, who is very Catholic, was talking to me later on today, and the funniest thing was she said, you know, oddly enough, and lo and behold, through the mother's intuition, she said, I've been praying for Tony for his anger things at work and so on and so on. So just trying to acknowledge to my mom that she does have a mother's intuition, and the way she can bring her insight through the way she practices and then the way that I can. And I didn't plan on calling today, so it was just, it feels, and I haven't been able, I never heard like how to call in before, so I feel this is very divinely inspired to extend a hope for a blessing for my brother in this situation.
Oh, thank you so much for speaking up, and God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to you. And actually, we are going to have to move into our call. We have four other callers. Can you please remember to call in next week? I would love to hear from you. And we do need to move on, because there are people who are timing their receiving of the blessing without calling in physically, so I don't like to fudge in too much upon the sacred time that we have to convey the blessings of Christ. I just want to say one last word that is appropriate to Mother's Day and to what's coming with our next seminar, which is the power of creation. I hope you can see that creation is neither male nor female, but the one thing it is faith. If I had to define creation, I would say it is faith put into action. And the faith that we celebrate today and the blossoming of creation that we are experiencing in our new spring is the essence of creation. And faith put into action is probably what, if I had to say what more people need the most right now, it would be that. Whether it's moving to a new life, making changes that are necessary, coping with problems that have occurred, and are facing this whole new world that feels so different. What we all need is faith put into action. And now, this is exactly what God, the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, our Mother Earth, would like to offer to you. And that is faith put into action through the conveyance of the bliss. And as we move into our blessing, I would like you to be seated, shoes and socks off, feet on the ground. Your head points towards heaven so that you may receive all of the flow of energy from the earth, from the sun, the cosmos, everything, that you may receive the fullness and the wholeness of all that is possible. Now, release your thoughts. Let go of your mind. Bless it, set it aside, and just say, I'll see you later. If any thoughts come through, just let them be leaves passing on a flowing river, and just observe them and let go of them, let them pass through. It's not what this moment is about. It's not for thinking about anything. So let us begin. I would like you to pray in whatever manner prayer is comfortable for you. For some, it's silent. For some, it's silent but unspoken words. For some, there's no words at all. For some, it's loud. However prayer is for you, pray. You may pray in unison with someone that's sharing the blessing with you. You may be in a circle holding hands. And you may be rotating your prayers. That's an option. Just have your feet on the ground and your head pointed to heaven. This is a blessing you can share. Share with as many people as you choose. And what makes it so powerful is that there are so many blessing givers joining me and so many receivers here receiving with you. Let us begin with our invocation to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Brother of Man, thank you for strengthening our faith above all else. For without our faith, everything else would have its limits. Even the best idea is fulfilled and ended. Even the best action is fulfilled and ended. It is faith that takes us to our destiny. Faith that brings us into the fullness of our life. And faith that carries us through the dark night of our soul, through the unknown, through the uncharted pathways. It is faith that heals us. Faith that brings us joy, which is unconditional. Faith that allows us to share unconditionally with others. And we ask that in our heart, we be in that place of faith, the kingdom of heaven, wherein all is made whole. We thank you for joining us and offering your blessing to convey the blessings of God and the Holy Spirit throughout body, heart, soul, and being. Amen. blessing has been conveyed. You have been blessed, and you are very loved. Now I would like you to go and rest for at least 7 minutes and just assimilate all that has been given to you, energetically, emotionally, spiritually, physically. It is nurturing you. Rest and receive. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Love from me, and bye-bye for now.